Text for today is coming from the Book of Wiley. The very right Brother Marcus D. Wiley. And don't forget about his heavenly hype man, Brother For Real. Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for today's sanctified sermon topic.
Amen. 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 It's good to be back in my pulpit.
Welcome back, Red.
Amen. I like the old school black locker. today we would like to take a look at the good book of Nehemiah. The fourth chapter and the sixth verse.
Yes, sir.
Yolanda.
Yes, sir.
Read.
So we built the wall.
They built it.
And the entire wall was joined together.
Look at Lowe's.
Yeah.
Up to half its height.
Build something together.
For the people. Had a mind to work.
And for a few minutes this morning,
take your time, Red.
I would like to talk from the topic.
Well,
mind your business.
Mind your business. All right, Reverend, help us.
Can I paint the picture?
Please do.
The walls surrounding Jerusalem lay in ruins.
It's a bad condition, Reverend.
It was a disgrace to the Hebrews.
Yes, it was.
Other nations were laughing and mocking them.
No walls.
Enters Nehemiah.
Well,
he was troubled and wanted to do something about it.
It bothered him, Rev.
Now, there are people with a mind to work.
Well.
And there are people who don't mind working.
Yes, that's true, Rev.
People who don't mind working.
Well.
I'm sure they saw the wall all messed up. But didn't take initiative.
Well.
Waiting for somebody to ask them to help.
Yes, they waited.
You know, I would have helped, but nobody asked me.
Nobody asked me nothing.
I would have picked up the paper. You've been walking back and forth all over. But you're waiting for somebody to say, man, when you pick up the paper.
Come on now, pick it up.
People with a mind to work, what they do, Yolanda, they see a need.
Yes, we do.
They rise up.
Well,
yes, we do.
They write the vision and make it plain.
Yes, sir. Right.
How many of us see some areas in our lives that are in ruins?
Come on.
Like finances and relationships.
And you're
waiting for somebody to ask, can they help you fix your own situation?
Just stop waiting.
Well, Nehemiah models for us that if we get up off our blessed
Yes, Jesus is mine.
Involve God. Then the work of God will be manifested.
It will go on,
I don't mind working.
I don't either.
But I want a mind to work.
Yes, sir.
And let this mind be in you.
In me, Reverend.
Which is also in Christ Jesus.
That's Bible.
Speaking of Jesus.
Well,
ain't he all right?
Yes, he is.
I said, ain't he all right?
Yes, he is.
I know he's all right.
I like that mind.
Work it, Reverend. He's all right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Gotta have a mind to
work. Gotta have a mind.
And don't mind.
Don't mind working.
Working.
Yeah.
Like how you said
mind your business.
Mind your business.
Stop waiting for somebody to ask you to help your own situation.
Let that mind be in you.
Mind your business.
Ooh, you said good word. Welcome back to the Black Lacquer, you said?
Thank you. Yeah, Black Lacquer. That's my pulpit. It's Black Lacquer.
It's nice, bro.
I'm old school with
mine. It's nice. You work that.
Smell incense.
Yeah, it is.
Let them burn.
Uh-oh.
Incense.
Sanctified Sermon Topic, Marcus D. Wiley.
Help, Lord.
Mind your own.